You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for another Audio Described Theatre Review, now here on RNIB Connect Radio, as I'm joined again by Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands. Hello Vidar, how are you?
Nice to talk to you again, Toby. I hope you're well.
Very well, thank you, Vidar. We are taken back to Oxford in 1987 this week for A Night at the Theatre, where murder takes the spotlight with a young actress dead in front of a full house, including Inspector Morse, which casts a sort of shadows on his past too. So, Vidar, how did you find this original Inspector Morse story, written for the stage and based on Colin Dexter's much-loved characters in Inspector Morse, House of Ghosts, at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre?
Well, I enjoyed the production very much. I'd enjoyed the dramatisations on TV over many years of Inspector Morse stories by Colin Dexter, and I think many other people in the audience had come because they'd done likewise. And it was very good, very well staged, very well acted, quite complicated, I found, and I found that the audio description was a great boon in terms of just following what was happening at different points on the stage. But no, very good production. And also quite ambitious, because obviously the late John Thorne made Inspector Morse his own character, if I can put it like that. So quite interesting for somebody else to play that iconic person.
And it was quite interesting because I think House of Ghosts started with a play within a play, with a production of Hamlet, and with obviously the collapse of Ophelia on stage with, as I say, Inspector Morse in the audience too. Did that play within a play work for you, and did it make you feel as if you were part of the cast too?
It did, but probably again for people who listen to our reviews regularly, they'll know that Hamlet's a particular favourite of mine, so it was something that I was familiar with. But actually, I was trying to imagine if I hadn't been familiar with the Hamlet production in any form, would I have found it as effective? And yes, I would say I would. So it worked on all levels.
And it was quite interesting because we found Morse questioning his career choices as the case of the dead actress playing Ophelia sort of, dredges up memories of his time at university and the academic circles in which he once moved in. Did you sort of warm to Morse as a character in House of Ghosts? Because he can be a tricky character for people to warm to.
I think by the end of the play, I did. And what was interesting, you had two themes, it seemed to me. You had the actual murder case itself, and then you had, as you've described it, the more personal side to Morse's characters and the development of that angle of the story as well. So two themes sort of coming through the play, and I think they both worked on different levels.
And I don't think, as you've mentioned, that if you are a Morse fan, that you can't put John Thorne or Kevin Wakeley as Lewis out of your mind if you, were going to see House of Ghosts. But I think Tom Chambers, who played Morse, did a fantastic job, and also Taki Newhall as Lewis as well.
You're absolutely right to highlight the excellent work that those two actors did on the performance I saw, and presumably on the rest of the run as well. And yes, as I say, quite ambitious to take on the roles that other people have made very much their own, but all credit to them and the company as a whole for making it work. And I think, judging by the reception at the end of the performance I was at, the audience generally seemed to have totally embraced the whole production, courtesy of the rapturous applause they got.
And House of Ghosts was written, I think, back in 2010 by the late Al McCullin, who collaborated with Colin Dexter, I think, on four episodes of the TV series. And in this play, there were lots of twists and turns. There was also some red herrings and some dry wit too, I believe.
All of the above. And I'm always reminded after seeing any sort of crime fiction production why I'm not a police officer, because I always come to the wrong conclusion and I'm obviously led down the red herring avenue more often than not. So very cleverly done. And the audio description, I mentioned that because it's obviously one of the focus points of our discussions in these features, Toby. And Carolyn Smith did a great job helping to bring things to life and also making things clear at particular points where it was important to have the information there and then. So the timing of the audio description was crucial, as it often is, and that worked really effectively this time.
And I remember in the TV series, there were lots of sort of reactions between Morse and Lewis, and that sort of, I think, gave a lot to them as characters. And I suspect the description for House of Ghosts was very much more about the sort of facial reactions of Morse and Lewis and their interactions between them and the other characters too.
So there was a lot of descriptions, you rightly point out, of the overtly visual dimensions to what was happening on stage, but also just reminders of who different characters were and what was happening and what the backdrop was like. There had been a touch tour, which was helpful, as it always is, and we did get a feel literally for some of the costumes and props just before the cast came on stage to do their warm-up and their rehearsals. So that also enhanced the understanding and appreciation of what was happening on stage during the actual matinee.
And of course, we're not going to give the game away of how and who murdered Ophelia, but in true Inspector Morse fashion, the play ends with Morse and Lewis musing over their deductions, over a crossword and a half of real ale in the crown, I believe.
Absolutely, yes. That was very much an effective part, adding to the whole enjoyment of the show. And yeah, good to be able to reflect with them on what we'd seen.
Well, for more about the tour of Inspector Morse House of Ghosts, along with dates and times of performances, do visit atgtickets.com/shows/inspector-morse-house-of-ghosts, or maybe just search for Inspector Morse House of Ghosts in your browser. Next time, Vida, I think you'll be reviewing The Talent of Mr. Ripley.
Indeed, another production of the Repper staging, so look forward to sharing that with you and listeners next time we speak, Toby.
Well, as always, thank you, Vidar, for sharing your audio-described review of Inspector Morse House of Ghosts at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a great pleasure. Thanks very much, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.